That's the next case of the Mishnah. That's Mamash Medama. Medama means you're taking Truma and you're throwing it into your friend's chulin, you're making a terumas of Issa. So Abuzwai, if Yai Neslech just means you're pouring Yai Neslech into your friend's wine, it's Mamash exact same case. For the Mar Tag of Idach, the other Mal Yama, what's Tag of Pshat? Lachur, it's the same case. What do you have to have two cases for? The Torah says, Kenasu. This did Hezek Shem and Nikola Jechai Bemezi is a Kenas. And the Klal is, or Miknas Leafinan. You can't bring a proof one to the other. If I only tell Yechayiv from Manasseh, I will not know Yechayiv from Adama. So I need two cases, because by Knosseh, you can't know one from the other. The more yes, though, but Laman the Yalav, the one that does learn out, Knosseh miKnosseh. If so, the Kohana Lomeli, what do we need all three cases of Mishnah for? If you hold like Rav, so you don't want to, so you hold like, if you hold Faket, like, if you hold like, the Yalav, Kosmosa, if you learn like Rav, or if Rav did not want to start talking about Knas, because mixing. Of course, you would learn out one from the other. So if you do learn out one from the other, what does the Mishnah say all these three cases for? So Mara says, Tricha Nidamul. Titonim Mitama. If it only says the case of Mitama, Itrum, have if of course, if you be Mitama, Itrum, Avamina, Mishrum, to come out of Lagamri. If you are Mitama, Itrum, but you're ruining it completely, that's what you have to pay. Vi Mitama Chulin, if you're only Mitama, the Chulin, Mishrum, the Yostaligram, Tum, the Chulin. You're not allowed to make chulin become tummy in Eretz Yisrael. Ava medama, when you start mix up chulin and truma, aim aloy, then maybe they're not chayit, because it's not a complete loss. A kohen can still eat it, so sell it to a kohen. V'yashmina medama mishum mishchich, it happens very often. Ava medama lishka doesn't happen too often. Aim aloy, maybe there's no knas. V'yashmina medama medama mishum lekimud rabbinei. Ava menasab kimud rabbinei. But Manasseh, we yechayiv misa, aim aloy, maybe then there's no chi of money, kamash malon ki Rav Yimya. That no, it also is like Rav Yimya, that when you pick up the wine, that's when you call the mazah, that's the chi of to pay back. And the chi of misa first comes later when you menashech the wine, so therefore that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, therefore it says all these three cases separately. Each one's a special chiddush that you yechayiv. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shaila, again, the Shaila was, the Mishnah said that if you're Matama, Vamadama, Vamanasech, so there's a difference between Beshegeg that you potter and Bemezid Yechayiv. So again, we have the Machlokes in the Gemara. What does the word Hamanasech mean? If you go and you're Manasech, you make your friend's wine, Yayin Nesech. So Rav said it meant Manasech Mamish. You Mamish went to put your hands in the wine and did it l'shem avodah zarah. Still we say b'mezid yichayif to pay back the money because you ruined it. And Shmuel said no, it can't mean Manasech. It means Marav, that you took somebody's Yayin Nesech and you poured it into your friend's wine. You made his wine also. So Marav says the reason why one doesn't know from the other because otherwise you say come the Rav minay. Then the Marav says, but if you hold Matamam Nam Manasech, they're each one the Kanas. What do we have to have three cases for? Like, why can't you learn out one from the other? So he said, because he holds Kanasa Miknasa Layafinan. Then the Gemara said, again, we're holding here. The Gemara says, though, but Laman, the second line, Laman the Yalav, the Kanasa Miknasa. The man the Yalav, according to, this is according to Rav. That says, you could learn out Kanas Miknas. If so, we had Kalhani Lomali. What do we have to have all these three cases for? So we learned already three, we need the three cases in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah would only say the case is that you go and you're metame, your friend's tyros, means your friend has truma, you make it tummy, that your potter when you do a b'shegig, and the mezid yichayiv, eat truma have a, if the case is that you be metame, your friend's truma, have, if eat truma, have a mean, I would have thought the same, Mishnah to come out to Lolagamri. If you make the truma tummy, he can't use it. There's no use of it. So that's why you have to pay. Vi metam chulin. If you're talking about joining the metam chulin of your friend, may know why you have to pay the mezid. Mishum di also ligroim tumul chulin shiveretz Yisrael. There's an issue. Not allowed to cause chulin to become tummy in Eretz Yisrael. People are nizer not tida betabet betzmeya. It's also to be germit. So that's why you have to pay. Rashi says mepnei perushim because of the people that are porush. Shoichlin chuleyim betayra. They like teeth even the regular chulin betayra. So therefore, mishum diyavadi surah, since the person did it this and now, that's why maybe consume. Avul medam, the Gemara says, Eimaloi,
But Stam, when you mix up chulin and truma together, maybe there you potter, because there it's not such a big hefset. It's not such a big loss, because the person can still use it to give it to a kohen. So therefore, you need a chiddush that medame is also a chayiv. V'yashmin the medame. The Mishnah would only say the case of the medame, which is that you're mixing, you're taking somebody's chulin and you're putting truma into it. So now you're making it that the person can't eat it. He has to give those things to a kohen. You know why you have to pay? Mishum de shchiach. That could happen often. Trashi diavid milsa. It happens. Therefore, there are bona mena takona. Avol metamed loy shchiach emaloi. But to go to be metamed something, that's not shchiach. Maybe the other rabbonim did not make the gzera. They canas. And viashmina metamed medamed. Which say these two cases. Mishum de loy kimleb de rabbi no. Because both these two cases, there's no ichi of misa involved. Alva menasich, but in the case where you be menasich, where your mom is putting your hand in your friend's wine and you're shaking the wine, l'shem avoy dezora, the kimle b'derab minei, ei maloi. Maybe since you have a chi of misa, you won't have to pay the money. Kamash mula know that you have to pay the money. Could the Rav Yirmiyah, like Rav Yirmiyah said, that the reason why you have to pay the money, even though you have a chi of misa, is because we look as if the chi of money comes right away when you pick up the wine. As soon as you pick up the wine, that's when you're picking it up, I'm not to steal it, that's when you have to pay the person for his wine. And Yechiv Misa first comes later, when you do the actual shikshuk, when you move around the wine, the Shema Vaidazara. So that's the Chiddush, that's why according to Rav, the Mishnah has to say each case separately. Each case is a Chiddush, that it's a Knas, like we'll soon see. These are all cases of Hezek, Shein, and Nikah, that midiraisi yipoter, and the chiddush is if you do it the mezid, the rabbanan made a kenas. The other Gemara says, Olaha de tani avua, Kamash Monk says, Zabimia, Olaha de tani avua, the rabbavin, that avua the rabbavin, not like this, that barishon ayayim, at the beginning the Mishnah only said like, hametama v'yamanasich, first he only said, when is there a kenas? That if you do this, Yechayiv, only if you're Matama. That means you take a sheretz and you walk to your friend's truma and you touch it. You are Matama, your friend's truma. Or else for Yamanasich, if you go to your friend's wine and you make it Yayinesach. So here Yechayiv. Chozu Loima, then later they said, Af HaMadama. Even in the case where you take truma and throw it into your friend's chulin, it gets mixed up together. So you have to be knowing the whole thing like it's truma. Also Yechayiv. So again, the question is, Kolhani Lomeli, what do we have to have all these three cases for? Like again, what's wrong, what do we have to eat on another one for? So Mara says the same thing over again. Tzricha, we need all these cases. I'll tell you, like we just got finished saying. So Rashi says, like Lomeli, Kivun the Tani Manasich, Betati the Reisha. Here the question is, since it already said Manasich in the first two, so Koshchein Medama, for sure Medama Yechayiv. Because there you can't say, come the Rabbi Minei. So if you have already the first two cases first, why do they have to add on Medama? Why would have I thought that by Medama you'd be Potter? So Mara says, yes. The Yashmina Metamvur just said, Metama, Mishum Blakim Leib the Rabbi Minei. True. If you stop, go and take a sheretz and make your friend's truma, there's no Chiv Mis involved. That's why you have to pay. Abu Menasech, for in the case where your mom is making Yayin Nesech, then there's a chi of misa when you make yayin esach. Maloi, maybe then you'd be potter from paying. So you need these two chedushim. Now, v'yashmin the menasich, we would just say the case of menasich, when you go to your friend's wine, and you put your hands inside and shake it up, the shema by the zara, mishum the kamasa the legamri. Because over there, you're making the wine osa bahano. You made it a hefsed gomer. That's why you have to pay. Avo metama, but in the case where you go in your metama, you take your sheretz and put it on the truma, to le mafsid le legamri. You don't use it, you don't lose it completely. You're not mafsid it 100%. Because the kohen still use it to burn it. Because even though you made the truma tamei, so true, he can't eat it anymore, but he could take it and burn it, takatashilcha. Like you could use it for fuel, like coal. You could burn it. So there is a certain amount of hanoi, enjoyment you could have from it. So therefore, I would have thought to say, maybe you don't have to pay. That's why we need the first two cases. Now, Vi Yashmin and Hani Tartif would have just said these two cases. Mitame Menaseich, Mishum Dehefs and Meruba. Because these two cases is a big loss. Like in both cases, he can't eat it at all. So you're taking away the whole use of Achila, that's a very big loss. Avo Mitame. Medama. But in the case where you just go to your friend's fruits and you throw some chulun into, you throw some truma into it, so you mixed up truma now, so now the hefsid muet. It's only a small loss because you can still sell it to a kain. Like it's not also biachila. The problem now is that there's truma mixed into this chulun. So even though the chulun you were allowed to eat, now that there's truma there, true, you can't eat it. But you can sell it to a kain can still eat it. So therefore, the loss is not that great. Emaloi, maybe then I would have thought to say you don't have to pay. Is tricha? That's why I need all these three cases to tell me that in all these cases you chayv. Now the Gemara says like this. Omar chiski, chiski learns like this. Tava teira midia raisa really echad shegeg v'echad mezid chayv. In these three cases of the Mishnah, really, if you are metame your friend's truma, if you're madama, you take truma, throw it into your friend's chulin, or you menasech his wine, really you chayv midiraisa. It's called, you caused him a hezek, you're a mazik, you should have to pay him back. And when Adam does hezek, even b'shegeg, he's chayv. So Chizki learns that midiraisa, really you should have to pay over here. My time away, because he holds hezek sheina nika shemei hezek. Even though we can't see the damage, like over here, after you made the truma's tummy, we can't see it. The truma looks the same way it was before. When you mixed up the truma and the chulin, it looks the same way it was before. When you menasech the yayin, the wine looks the same way it was before. So even though you can't tell, it's not nika, it's not recognizable, the hezek, still he holds chizkiyos midiraisi yechayiv. If so, Uma tam omru b'shoigig potter, how come a Mishnah says then that if you did it b'shoigig, you potter? Like why? Anodom amazik is chayiv even b'shoigig. Like Rashi says, Ukeshu bobi deyodom atzmoi, bein shoigig lemezid yechayiv. Like the Gemara in Baba Kama and Achoyvel says, Tetzah tachas potter, lechayiv ala shoigig kemezid, that even a shoigig is also chayiv. So how come over here do we say b'shoigig yipotah? The reason why the Rabbanan patted you over here is kidei shayadiyu. We want to make it easy for the person to admit it to him that he did it. Like b'shoigig means by mistake you went to your friend's fields and you had a sheretz there and you made his tyrus his true matame. So you did it b'shoigig, but we want to make it easy for you to admit it to him, to tell him, you know, by mistake I made your true matame. See if the loch is you're going to have to pay for it. The person won't admit so fast. He's going to have to pay money. But now that the Rabbanan said, no, b'shoigig yipotah, a person would admit it. There's nothing to admit. So therefore, b'shoigig, that's why yipotah. So Gemara says, if so, afilu b'mezid nami. If so, that's the reason why the Rabbanan said yipotah, because we want you to admit, so even b'mezid also should be the same way. If b'mezid you went and made your friend's wine, yai nesach, or you made this chulin medami, you threw chulin into it, you threw tumor into it. So we should want you to admit it. So then even if you did the hezek b'mezid, maybe also we should say you potter from pain. So Gemara says no. If you do it deliberately b'mezid, for sure you're going to tell him. Because for what purpose do you do it? Only to give him pain, to be mitzayirim. Like that's the reason why you did it. So for sure you're going to notify him to tell him what you did. Otherwise you wouldn't do it. So Gemara says, now that you did it deliberately, to ruin it for him, or do you delay? Won't for sure you tell it to him. In other words, the whole hezek you did is what you do it for. That you want this person to know, like you ruined it for him. So for sure you're going to tell him. Because if you don't tell him, so what's the purpose you did it for? He doesn't realize it, what you do it for. So therefore, when you do it, amaze it, for sure you tell the person. Mashen came to Shegeg, there, you didn't realize it, so maybe there you would admit later, but if you have to pay, we're afraid you won't admit, therefore we say yipotah. This is the way Chizki learns. The Gemara says, though, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan holds to just the opposite, that Dvar Torah midiraisa, Echad Shegeg, V'Echad Mezid Potah, whether you did it for Shegeg or even B'Mezid, still yipotah midiraisa. in the three cases. My time, what's the reason? I'll tell you, hezek sheino nikar loy shmei hezek. If you give a hezek to somebody and we can't realize it, it's not recognizable, you potter. Like over here, when you made the truma tamei, we can't see it. It looks the same. The yayin looks the same. So midirai, so there's no chiddush of hezek. That is the Torah says, if you're a mazik, if you ruin something of your friend, you have to pay. Damage means that we can see the damage. You broke his chair. You broke his cup. That you have to pay for. But over here, that afterwards you look at the damage, you don't see the damage, you put him in the raisa. If so, my Tam Omar Omru, why did we learn then? Why does the Mishnah say that the mezid chayiv? How come if you do it the mezid, you have to pay? L'churi midiraisa, you still put him. The Teretz is, the Rabbanah made a knas here, shelo yehei kol echad v'echad holach. Everybody should not decide to go, u'metam atarosav shechad eroi. A person will go to his friend and want to get even on him, and just make his true matamei. V'yoyim, and tell the person, you should know, poiter ani, I'm poter. So in order that people should not do this, the Rabbanah made a knas, that if the mezid you go in your matama, you make a hezek, sheina nikko, mid Rabbanah you chayev to pay it to knas. In order that people should not go and do it. But midiraisa, Rabbi Yechon holds that salocha, midiraisa yipota. The Torah only said yichayiv when you mazik somebody, a hezek that's nikka that you can see it. So Mori has questions now. Tanan, we're going to learn later, the Mishnah says, ha-kahanim she-piglu ba-migdash. If you have kahanim that bring korbanos in the base of migdash, and b'shas they brought somebody's korban oil or somebody's shlomim, they were mafagul. They had the wrong machshava, but they thought the wrong thoughts. That they thought he did the wrong time. Or to make the zrikas adam the wrong time. And because of the kohen's thoughts, he made the korban posel. So now the bailim has to bring another korban. So you are mazik the bailim. So it says over here, that hakahanim shepiglu b'migdosh mezidin. If they do it b'mezid, willingly, chayovin. They have to pay the owner the value of the korban. Because they're making the owner bring another korban. But for Tony alone, we learned on this Mishnah, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. That the Kohanim have to pay, it's only Midrabbanan. So questions like this. V'yamrit hezek shein nikar shmo hezek, like the Churat Akasha on Chizkiyah. If you learn that Midiraisa, it's called the hezek, you have to pay for it. If so, why does it say if you do it the Mezid? You have to pay because Tikkun Olam, just the opposite. Hai shegagin peturin mifnei tikkun olam miboilei. It should have learned the opposite way. That if the kohen does it b'shegag, he's potter. You know why he's potter? Because of a tikkun, because of the rabbanan nikalocha. Because midirais the chizkiyah says that hezek shenu nikar shmei hezek. So you call another mamazik. Other mamazik is chayiv even b'shegag. So then it should have said the reason why b'shegag you potter, that's a tikkun olam. Not that b'mezid is chayiv because of tikkun olam. This should be a proof according to Rabbi Yechanan that midiraisa yapata completely because the hezek shena nikra is not called hezek. Why do we say if the kohen did it b'mezid yichayiv? That's a tikkun olam. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's very good, but according to Chizki, it's a kasha. So Gemara says no. I'll tell you, he changes around. That hochi nami kom. This is what I meant to say. Mezidin chayavim. That after kahanim, when they make tigul, they do it b'mezid. They have to pay. Or shegagin peturin. But if the owner did it shegeg, then they are potter from paying back. You know why? Mipnei tikkun olam. In economy, is that that mezidim have to pay? That that shegeg is potter from paying. That's a tikkun olam. According to Chizkiyah, really midirais you should have to pay. The Rabbanan said you are potter, you are free from paying because of a tikkun. We want to make it easy for you to admit it that you did it. But it could be there's no kasha from Chizkiyah from here. Master Reb Lazer, Reb Lazer has a kasha like this. It says Alocha Hois Malocha B'Mechatis over Parashatis. If somebody takes a Paraduma, Rosh you take the Mechatis, the water that they made, you know, from burning the Paraduma, the ashes you put into the water, you make the Mechatis. So the Alocha is if you do work with the water or with the Paraduma, you make it, you passel, you can't use it. So Chura, you're a big mazik. You took somebody's paraduma, and you work with it now, you made a posel, you can't use it. So who you should be a mazik, and you should have to pay. Still it's learned here, it says that, potter midina yodam, bidina yodam ye potter, v'chayi bidina shemayim. You're only chayiv b'dinei shemayim. That means Rashi says Peronius l'shalom l'roshoyim sh'neskav l'nasanes Yisrael. That Hashem will give you a punishment because you're a Rasha. But Akol ponim medina yodim bezdin says yepoter. The question is why? The kashan chizkiyah. V'yarmut, if you're going to tell me now, hezik shein nikur, shemei hezik. If you tell me now that the hezik you did to something, even though we can't tell, we don't see it. We don't see a difference in the object. Still, yechayiv. If so, b'dinu yodim nami l'chayiv. Here, it's a big hezik, you should be chayiv b'dinu yodim. Like what happened? You took a par aduma and you worked with it. So true, after you work with it, if you look at the para, it looks the same way it was before. Just la'locha, now it's puzzle. It can't be brought for a par aduma because you work with it. So you cause a tremendous loss to the owner. So according to Chizkiya, though, you should have to pay for it. Even b'day yodim. How come here it says b'day yodim yipotter? So Gemara says, Chizkiya answers like this. Who meisav lo? He asked the question. Who mafarik lo? He answered the question. That pari, you know what the case of a paraduma is? Sheikh Nisa l'rifka. That they brought the paraduma into the corral, l'rifka. Al manas shetinit. Al manas that it should nurse. Esima, that in order that should nurse from its mother. Rashi says, Kadesh Atinik Esima. Vetidush, Rashi says, Betfua. You also had in mind that by bringing in this paraduma now, it should thresh there. So the Rashi learns the pshat is like this. The actual action of bringing this paraduma into the corral, that's really mutter. Because your intentions were that it should nurse from its mother. That is not a malacha. Just when it was there already, you had in your machshava, in your mind, that it should also do the disha. It should also do threshing there. So that's only an issa machmas your machshava. Because of the actual action of bringing it in, that was mutif you to bring it in. So what made it also? Your machshava, your thoughts, that it should also be dashed, it should be threshed there. Because if it's only machmas your machshava, that your potter. For a machshava person is potter, that's not called a mazik at all. So therefore, oh, you're asking good. I mean, why by pigles are different? The Khurub pigles also only a machshava. So then you have to say, it is machshava b'shasti avoida. When he's doing the shchita, he does the shchita wrong. So it's called he's doing a bad shchita. He's doing one of the dalar avoidas wrong. So here it's called he's doing an action. But over here, the action of just bringing in the cow, that was mutter. Because the intentions were that it should nurse. That for that you're allowed to. Just you added on another intention that you wanted to thresh there. So since you wanted to do the threshing there, it's your machshava. So Rashi says, "Ugrama b'nizak and poter the machshava le'mechavinin lei the psule machmas machshava hu." It's only psule machmas machshava. Yeah. Now, what's the case of mechatas? So Rashi says, "Mechatas." The case is sheshoko ben mishkolis that you weighed out, like you have the mechatas, the water on one side of the scale. And you know that this water weighs a pound. So you want to have a pound of meat, so you put this glass of mechatas on one side of the scale, and on the other side of the scale, you put your meat. So that's the type of a work you did. So again, that's not really called a machshava. Rashi says on the Mabez, Shaitluya mekapmas naim vayudeya mishkolam, tloyavad b'maisa b'yodel machshava misol. Again, you're not doing an action directly with the mechatas. Because Tom putting the mechatas mashma on the scale is nothing. It's only later when you put the other piece of meat on it, and you're using it now that you should be able to tell how much this meat weighs, that machshava is like using it. Because since it's only a machshava, therefore you put it. Bidini yodim. So Mar asked the question, is that true? Mar asked, the Yom HaRav, Rav said, mechatas shokol ben mishkolas.